I used to get there early when I was a boy. I'd straighten the pews on the hardwood floor. Daddy shook every hand as they gathered in. We were prayer warriors in a world of sin. We sang, there ain't no grave gonna hold me down. And sisters started clapping, then somebody shouted. The spirit would rise and fill the house. As the walls came tumbling down, oh, the walls came tumbling down. Oh, 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 the devil to the beat at Wednesday night prayer meeting. We heard hellfire preaching at Wednesday night prayer meeting.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to Hope is Alive. I think we've got Chris on the line. Good evening, Chris.
Hello.
Glad you could join us. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, brothers. Good to be with you again.
And guys, I know you got Mary Jo calling in about quarter after, so as soon as she does, I'll sure let you know, and we'll bring her on.
All right.
Well, how are you doing, Pastor?
Well, good. We had great ministry Monday nights, our 32nd year, as I've mentioned a number of times. Monday evening, one-on-one deliverance and physical healing. And we had just 9 cases. Normally we have around 15. I guess they're still getting the kids back in school. I don't know. But they were great. I ministered to a man that flew in from Seattle and flew back the next morning.
How did that go?
Sure had, well, it went great. He must have yawned 50 times. Of course, he could feel them moving in his body as those spirits were coming out. He had a number of issues. He'd filled out our problem list. Well, it looked like he'd marked about everything. Pretty close to it. And anyway, he continued to yawn. And we went through the ministry session. Of course, we did Daner Healing before that, of where Jesus came in was healing the bad feelings connected to various memories of the past. We learned evil spirits can use that as an entry, and breaking of ungodly soul ties. And then he had a back issue, a constant pain in his back. And when I did what we call the limb check, I checked to see the length of his legs. One leg was just about a half inch was all short. I've seen sometimes 3 inches a few times in the past over these 38 years. But his short leg immediately adjusted out, and his arms were okay. Prayed over his brain stem and C1, C2, and praise God, the pain was gone. So that was good. Exciting, but that wasn't the end of it. The next, he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. So I would say his trip was worth it. Difficult as it was with all the hours and money he spent coming to Oklahoma City.
Well, how did he find out about you?
He found about us online.
Well, that's excellent. And for those that want to look more online, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. You can find out a lot of information from the self-help ministry area, the ministry tools, and you can find out about a book that Pastor Cox has written, which is?
Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. And it's available through Scriptures for America.
Good.
Doing the supernatural works of Jesus.
You mentioned earlier about things happening in childhood. So is it that something happens, some trauma, something's a child hears something, sees something, and then does that demon come in and ride on the back of the natural feelings that are there? Someone gets angry or something in childhood, and it's a legitimate anger. But then that demon hops in there and then just kind of rides on that anger and then carries that anger through the rest of his life, even though the first anger may have been not a sin to be angry.
Yes, you got it. That's exactly the pattern that the enemy uses. So many times someone has, let's say, an anger issue, they've had it all these years. And as we get into ministry and doing this inner healing from birth up, as we call it, where Jesus brings them up through the years, one year at a time, showing them any traumas that are carrying bad feelings, and so often we'll run into the very root, the earliest source of, let's say, anger, and that was the door that the spirit of anger had to be in the individual. Now, sometimes those are generational spirits. We run into that quite a bit as well. I mean, due to the sins and iniquities of the forefathers, there are all kinds of generational spirits. You know how doctors, they want to get a history on you of various diseases. Well, we find a lot of those kinds of things are actually generational spirits that have come into the family due to things of our ancestors, things that happened and that were negative and open doors. And when they had those spirits, and then they're passed right on down through the years. But the good news is, the good news is, in Jesus' name, we can do something about it. And they can get free, and usually in one evening, like this man from Seattle, I'm convinced he got a real Jesus overhaul. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, it was just Monday, but I will be calling him the next day or two.
Good. Well, you know, it's my thinking that, you know, our children are more exposed now to elements of the demonic anywhere that they are. But they're also not as covered because they don't have that family structure of aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents praying for them. So that leaves them, I think, exposed because there's not that hedge of protection that I think the family naturally creates around its children.
Yes. Yes, that's so true. And the stronger they are in the Lord and the stronger they are in the truth of the Word on who they are in Jesus, what their inheritance is from the cross, the more difficult it is for the demonic.
Well, have you seen, you know, these children that go through multiple parents, where they might have several stepmoms, stepdads, step-grandparents, has that shown up a lot in the ministry there, where there's issues with those children?
Oh, yes. And of course, so many times, those traumas of the parents divorcing, those traumas are a door that is opened for all kinds of demonic activity to come in. And it's what's sad is very few people ever get spiritual kind of ministry. They may get counseling here and there, but so many people, even Christians, ever get focused. Just as Paul said, that we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against these spirits, Ephesians 6:12. And it's sad that there isn't more focus on it, but that's why we're on the show tonight, is to try to spread the good news that there are answers, and with many people in one session. Now, the sessions are long, like the man from Seattle Monday. We started at 5:30. And I wound up at 11:30 with him. I was the last one. But he had come so far, there was no way he could come back. And I wanted to cover every possibility with him and the steps that we've learned to do. And it was well worth it.
Well, amen. Well, that's wonderful to hear. Now, next Monday, you're not going to be having a service because it's Labor Day?
That's correct.
Okay, but if anyone's interested in making the trip to Oklahoma City, when I was out there, it was a blessing that I think there was four people that had heard the program or through Scriptures for America were there that
yes.
night. So the
mm-hmm.
word's getting out slowly. And from that, I want to encourage people to pray about becoming part of the deliverance team, if not in Oklahoma City, in your own neighborhoods, in your own families, in your own church. You know, get this under your belt, an understanding that you have the power to set people free from bondages that may have affected them generationally and for all their life.
Yes. Yes, so true. This is not a special gift thing. It's always good to emphasize to cast out evil spirits and to speak healing and see it happen. This is not a gift thing. Some people do have gifts in those areas, but just normal Christianity will do it. And the Word, as we learn it and speak it, will perform itself. So that's good to get across because it's lay people that are our ministers. We have a few here and there that are ordained, but overall, the bulk of them are from churches all over the Oklahoma City metro that most of them have come where they received ministry themselves. They saw their lives change, saw the reality of demonic spirits even tormenting Christians, and they have a compassion. Therefore, as they were set free and they see all these hurting people around them, they have a compassion to want to learn it and do it. And that's where our teams basically have come from. People that have gone through ministry.
Before we get to our caller, which is coming up shortly, talk about the soul tie.
Yes.
Which is something that we've mentioned.
Ungodly soul ties and the breaking of them is a huge area of ministry, to the point that that's why when we sat down and finally get into ministry with a person after the teaching and the door closing, but we find that that is a major area of relief. Most everybody has developed some ungodly soul ties due to strife and fighting and quarreling, but also sexual involvement outside of marriage will form up an ungodly soul tie. Or somebody's been very controlling in a person's life and has hurt them a lot, many times ungodly soul ties form up. If you've been married before, and we always find there's an ungodly soul tie with the ex-spouse. And the deal is, if there is a prayer we take people through that keeps any godly soul ties. And like with the parents, we find that often they're with the dad or mom, ungodly soul ties. But we take them through a prayer that breaks the ungodly soul ties. And then we command the all the related demons. Often there's even a control spirit operating through that person the ungodly soul ties with. And we can cast that out, and there's other associated spirits. Huge area of relief. Spirits that they have, likely spirits they've marked on their problem list, we find just by doing the ungodly soul tie prayers that those many spirits have already gone.
Would you say that a soul tie is a wounded spirit from a past relationship that hinders our walk today?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and we all have that with people from our past relationships.
Yes, and it forms up, you know, if there's been any abuse, if somebody's been raped, unfair as that is, and or sexually abused, there's every time going to be an ungodly soul tie. Well, again, these ungodly soul ties are a door the demons will come through to torment the person. And not fair, but it's just the way it operates. But again, in Jesus' name, we can close those ungodly soul ties and cast out the related spirits.
Well, guys, we've got our caller, so let's go there.
All right.
Hello, is that you, Mary Jo?
It is. It's Mary Jo.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I had asked Mary Jo to call in to share how she first got introduced to this works of Jesus called deliverance, and where she first saw the reality of it and how it can help people. And so, Mary Jo, if you could share that and also any experiences that the Lord would lead you to tell, just go right ahead.
I received my first introduction to deliverance in the early 70s, reading Pigs in the Parlor and similar books, and attending a seminar where Derek Prince was teaching on deliverance for several nights. On the last night, he did a mass deliverance with 1,000 people in the auditorium. It was pretty chaotic, but it was real. That was my first introduction. And then about 7 years ago, my husband, Richard, wanted to go visit Everett Cox. He said, this man does deliverance, and there are some relationships that I need some deliverance personally so that these relationships will not be tormenting. Well, it wasn't very long after his deliverance that I noticed a difference. I could see that he was not responding in the same way that he had before.
Praise God.
It didn't take a rocket scientist to think, well, I need some of this too.
And you know him pretty well.
I do. Yes, when you've been married to someone for, at that time it was probably 42 years, you know them really well. So I knew that the change was real. And it was something that he'd been trying to get free in areas he'd been trying for years and years. So it wasn't like it was his first attempt at freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So I made an appointment with you, Everett, and came into the office, and we had a wonderful ministry session. Not too many months before that ministry session, I heard Holy Spirit speaking to my heart. At that time, I thought the big area where I needed deliverance was in the area of eating, overeating, gluttony, and things like that. But Holy Spirit whispered to my heart, the real giant in your life is condemnation.
Mm.
Well, I got free from condemnation that night.
Praise God.
No longer did I come into a church setting and hear these thoughts. And now I know it was demons speaking to me, you know, fiery darts from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts like, I just need to leave. Everybody else here is doing so much better than me. Or, Richard and I were involved in lots of ministry, and I'd be in a ministry setting and think, well, the people we're ministering to, they need to be doing this, not me. I don't belong here. I'm not good enough. I was tormented with lots of thoughts of rejection and not being good enough. But after that night, all of those voices
Basically
stopped. Now, occasionally I do have to battle. You know, there are other spirits of condemnation roaming around this earth, and occasionally they'll come and, you know, want to see if I'm going to take a spirit back, but I won't. I know better.
You like it better on this side.
I like it better free. So I just command them to leave me alone. And truly, my thinking has changed since that night. And lots of other areas got touched, too. I remember you asked me, Everett, sitting there at the table in your office, if you think you might be interested in this kind of a ministry. We're always looking for people to do these works of Jesus.
Yes.
And my heart just knew that I was supposed to be a part of this.
I could probably tell you'd be good at it.
Well, thank you. So Richard and I came the very next week for basic training.
Mm-hmm.
And we came week after week, week after week, and I loved the training.
How many years ago was that now, Mary Jo?
I think six or seven.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then eventually we started training people in the basic. And
doing ministry, yourselves,
yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you found it rather fulfilling when you're able to minister to somebody and see a change in them?
Yes, I do. On Monday night, I go home so emotionally fulfilled and excited. It's the highlight of my week.
Praise God. It's the same thing I experience. I go on home and with such a high that it's hard to go to sleep. I have to wait around the house a while to get tired.
What's really fun is when I'm face to face with somebody that I haven't seen in years, someone that I minister to. Usually I can't remember their stories.
Yeah.
First of all, when you minister to someone every week, week after week, you just don't remember all the details. And I think Holy Spirit does that for us.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to carry all the pain and all the details of
And Mary Jo,
hurt.
I hate to say this, but I can't even remember when I ministered to you.
And that's okay.
It's like the Lord just clears it out.
He does.
Kind of embarrassing at times because people come up and want to talk about their ministry, and I can't remember what went on, and sometimes I can't even remember I administered to
them.
Well, so.
Me too. I was in a restaurant this weekend walking by a table, and a lady went, oh, Mary Jo, Mary Jo! She had friends at the table with her, and she said, you have to meet this lady. She was the first one to minister deliverance to me. and I'm thinking, I remember your face. I'm sure it was a wonderful evening, but I don't remember all the details. It's very special when you reconnect with someone and they say...
Yeah, that you helped them. That
yes.
Yeah, so fulfilling that God uses little us to turn lives around.
Yes.
And that's something that I never imagined
amazing.
In my life I would be able to do that. And same with you, I know.
Yes.
Well, can you share some of the people, remember some of the cases that nevertheless that... might be interesting to share to the listeners out there?
Well, I've had several people who, during the ministry time, before we got all the demons cleared out, one of the demons would want to take over and get really talkative.
Mm.
I've had a few really smart-alecky demons saying mm-hmm. things like, I will never leave. She belongs to me. I've been here forever.
I've heard him say that.
Yes.
She's mine, they'll say.
You can't do
He's
anything.
Mine. Yeah.
And I've learned just to respond to them, the power of Jesus is what will make you go. You are going to have to go. And they do.
Mm-hmm.
One lady told her friend after she left the ministry time, while I was ministering to her, the demon was trying to get her to kick my chair over and push me back onto the floor. She restrained herself, but she said that demon was trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had women who were horribly abused in ways that are just not even imaginable. You cannot even imagine the abuse that they've been through. Come through ministry. And when it comes time to do the forgiving, you know how we have them put their hands in front of them together shaped like a basket, and they put all of the pain into that basket, their outheld hands.
Inner healing.
Uh-huh. Yes. And they do the forgiving. These women, some of them, the pain in their heart was so great they could hardly lift their hands filled with this spiritual pain. They could hardly even,
so
although
heavy.
Nothing physical was in their hands, spiritually they had so much pain they could hardly lift mm-hmm. their hands. But when they finally did and finally forgave, oh, such sweet freedom, and usually tears flowed.
Praise God.
Once they did that, they were able to get wonderful deliverance.
That was such a supernatural thing to see that. It's called inner healing, and it's one of the things we do at Deliverance Ministries is it undermines the demons by that inner healing and giving those tormenting feelings over to the Lord Jesus. He supernaturally takes those tormenting feelings, and they're not there anymore. The memory is still there, but the tormenting feelings are gone. And demons, of course, a lot of times are using that as a door, and that's why we do the inner healing in Deliverance Ministries, is to close that door.
I'm so grateful Holy Spirit has taught you to have us do the inner healing prior to actually doing the expelling of the demons. The demons leave so much easier.
It's been slow. In the beginning, we didn't know to do that. And it was harder ministry, very hard, in fact, and hard on everybody. And we'd go into the wee hours and all, and it wasn't very efficient. We still help people. But by that inner healing, it does make a huge difference for lasting deliverance as well. Otherwise, those demons, they may get cast out if we come against them long enough, which we used to spend 30, 45 minutes just trying to get one demon to go.
Yes.
Maybe finally drive it out, but so often they'd come back, we'd find, in the next week or two, because we never really got to the root. We never got the door closed, so... That's made a big difference at Deliverance Ministries.
It has.
Well, you often see the demons talk out of a person's mouth,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes. Occasionally we'll have a head demon that will speak out of a person's mouth, and not always are they belligerent and resistant. Sometimes they're just... they're not tricky, but you just have to question them and find out the information that you need to make sure that the person has repented of and forgiven where needed to get rid of all the legal rights, and then the demons have to go.
Yes.
It's almost comical when we get to the point where we're commanding the head demon and all associated demons to gather together, and then they're going to have to leave at the count of three. And they, I like you trained me to, have them repeat that they're going to leave and go to the feet of Jesus, and this is their last assignment, and they won't be returning. And the demons don't like saying that.
Mm-mm.
They grumble it. All right, I'm not coming back.
You know, that's
It's pretty funny. But they go. I've had a few times where the demons were very belligerent, just didn't want to leave, said they wouldn't. In several of those cases, the person would come back the next week, and rather than addressing that belligerent, stubborn demon, we would just go through the basic deliverance like we usually do with everybody and have the person just repent of every area that they've circled on their suspect list, you know, anger and fear and rage and fear of rejection and all the different things. They repent and then renounce, command those demons to go. And we went through the basic process just like we do with most people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I never did even address that stubborn demon, but before the evening
finally
was,
blew it out.
Before
the
evening
process.
Was gone.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. If I can't get a good cooperation at times, even though I use the angels to discipline them with their swords, but every case is so different. And if you can't get a good flow going, there's nothing wrong with going back to the basics.
Well, that's what we did. It was it was tough going one Monday night, but she came back the next Monday night, and we just did the basic process that we train everybody to do. And by the end of the evening, she was free. And
praise God. Have you had a chance to visit with her afterwards? And
I have not talked to her. That was just a very recent ministry time.
Well, that's awesome, Mary Jo. And you know, so many of the Christians have no idea that all this is going on. They're thinking their problems are just flesh and blood. And yet, Paul, he's the one that said that to the church at Ephesus, in Ephesians 6, 11 and 12, that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. That these problems may not be you at all, but it's the enemy, the spiritual wickedness in high places and so on. And he was addressing a church at Ephesus, and certainly the churches today need to hear that same teaching, that a lot of the problems with the people in the congregations are not flesh and blood, but something spiritual, that in Jesus' name we can do something about it, which is great news.
Yes.
And so that's why we're on the radio show here tonight sharing this and trying to get the word out that there are answers for people.
There are. I wish more people understood that if the problem is a demon in a Christian's life, the demon is not in your spirit. That's where Jesus resides. The demon is either in your body or in your soul, your mind, will, and emotions.
Yes.
And you can't counsel out a demon. You can't pray out a demon. You can't discipline out a demon.
That's
you
it.
You have to do what Jesus did and expel that demon.
You got it. That's right. Exactly,
and you can't
right.
expel a fleshly problem. I mean, if the problem is you,
yes.
you need to pray and use some discipline. But if it's a demon, it's great news to know you can get rid of it.
Oh, it's wonderful news.
I often tell people that I had to receive deliverance in order to get free in areas. But then following my deliverance, I have to use my discipline and my choices to stay free.
Yes.
So I don't open the door
and that's
invite
one of the things we teach
back.
Here at Deliverance Ministries are those keys or steps for staying free. Getting free is one thing, staying free is another. So the people that come through ministry have to grasp that, because it's quite common that as time goes on, maybe it's weeks, maybe it's months, it's not unusual for a spirit to make a run back at the house once it's been swept clean. And so it's important that we as ministers get that across to the people we minister to, that they need to really look at these steps and do these steps for staying free.
Yes, very important.
The enemy doesn't want to let go, so we have to keep using this force and also closing doors, because some of these doors are really easy to open, very easy, like the unforgiveness door.
That's a big one.
And if you live any length of time, you've had plenty of people do you wrong, and even though you get free of that, it's likely to happen again in the next week or two. So we've got to always be ready to forgive quickly and even bless them. We found that kind of puts a cap on it, to forgive and to bless the person that we feel has wronged us. And that closes that unforgiveness door.
I've made a personal commitment to forgive frequently and quickly, and
yes,
it really helps me stay free.
Yes.
That's not always easy, but it's always a choice I can make.
Yes, but it is slippery. I've told this story occasionally. I don't know, it's been a year and a half ago that somebody kind of hurt my feelings, and you'd think I'd really be good at this. I've been doing it 38 years now. But it took me a couple of days to realize I was not on my usual high. I kind of had a heaviness, and it finally hit me, slow as I was grabbing it, that I needed to forgive that person. And as soon as I voiced out to Jesus, I forgave that person and I blessed them, that heaviness went right off.
Yes.
So it is slippery, but praise God, it's just a matter of learning it and staying on top of it and doing it. And it is a better deal to be free than under the bondage of the demons.
Yes, it is.
Well, Mary Jo, in winding up here, do you have anything else to say to the listeners that you'd like to leave with them?
I just encourage you to seek out the ministry of deliverance. The freedom that waits for you on the other side of ministry is a treasure worth seeking. And learning how to live free will give you such power in your life, you will never regret that you've done it.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much, Mary Jo, for being on the show. You are a blessing.
Thank you.
Wow. What a testimony.
She told it, didn't she?
She did. She did.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, that's our Jesus, and hopefully there are listeners that will, this idea about problems in our lives, problems when they're overboard and out of balance and reoccurring and tormenting life, that's usually the tip-off that that may actually be the name of the spirit. You know, again, a function name like anger and fear and depression, etc. Well, we're expecting another call.
And you know, the phone's ringing as you say that, so let's go to it.
Okay.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Hope is Alive.
Yes, this is Howard, Richard.
Good evening, Howard.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, Everett.
Hello, Howard.
Doing? Good.
Good. And Chris is on here. And how's everything in Alaska?
I got the roof off my garage.
Yeah?
It's fine. The weather's great. Yeah.
It's nice having summertime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still summertime. Yeah, it's still light around 10 o'clock at night. So, yeah. It's going away quick, though.
Well, Howard, I'd ask you to call in, if you would, tell the listeners how you first heard about this works of Jesus called deliverance, and then share any experiences that you might have had. If you would, you can go right ahead.
John sent me this book in the mail, doing the supernatural works of Jesus, and he asked me to read it see what I thought about it, and also I did, and I read it, and then I found out you could YouTube it. So I went to YouTube and went through it that way, and did the door closing prayer, and and looked at it some more, and I'm thinking while I'm doing this, we have a 3-year-old grandchild that has an anger problem. She just wasn't a happy child. She was always angry and mad and stuff. And I come upstairs and I looked at my wife and I said, we need to do this for Hayden. So we did. We prayed over and cast out any demons of anger and all, and left it at that. And within a week, Hayden was smiling, and she's a different person, different child altogether, happy. Still gets in trouble, but she's happy doing it, I guess. And it's still smiling.
Praise God.
She is still,
All right.
She's still doing great. I didn't think much of it, but I went through it all on YouTube that you have on there, and I didn't think much of it, I was in the Marine Corps, and of course we all drank and stuff, so I've always had a drinking problem, always dealt with it, and got baptized in 2000, and it was under control. It wasn't something, didn't go out and get drunk and stuff, but there's always that desire there. And after I did the door closing prayer and went through the book a couple times, I couldn't figure out what was different. And one day it hit me that the desire to drink was completely gone. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I would have to say to anybody out there that has a desire that bugs them all the time, whether it's pornography, alcohol, or drugs, or anything, to definitely go through this, even if you can control it. Relief is immense. My life has changed, and it just keeps changing. I've noticed things since Branson that have changed in me. Attitude, the way I drive the truck, everything's different. It's different. It's hard to explain, and I can't tell you which demon or what this did or that did, but I know my life has changed completely over.
Awesome.
I would suggest this to anybody.
Howard?
I can't get over the difference. Hello?
We have a pretty staunch bunch there in Branson that meets every year, and there's people in it that haven't really accepted this. What would you say
right.
to them?
I don't know why they wouldn't accept it. It tells us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, and I feel that this is growth and knowledge in Jesus Christ. I don't see how else you could explain it. If we're Christians, we should be able to do these things. It tells us we can. I don't know how many books they've given out today. Today I had a guy come up to me at the gas pump that I had given one of these books to. He's a Christian, and I can't even tell you what denomination or whatever it is, but he come up to me while I was fueling up the forklift, and he goes, Howard, how you doing? And he goes, I would like another copy of that book. Somebody has taken this book. I don't know. Yeah, so I said, no, I got another book. I'll get you a book. And what he would like, he says, he is in dire need of people that have the Holy Spirit. He says, and like he said, the church he's going to is not full of the Holy Spirit. And he desires that. And I told him about Branson and stuff, and he said he'd love to come next year. So, It's open doors to friendship, fellowship. It's been a door opener for me.
Do you feel freer in the Word?
Excuse me?
Do you feel freer in the Gospel, in the Word, in speaking about the Lord?
Oh, you bet.
Studying.
Yeah, because me and Terry never even talked before, usually, I knew he was a Christian, all the stuff he puts on Facebook and stuff, I've talked to him a couple of times, but now, since they gave him the book and stuff, we sat there and talked for 20 minutes today, just just he's trying to find more. He wants more.
Amen.
So I will get him another book, and I got some other stuff here. Again, I'll give him to him. So, yeah. No, it's been a
blessing. Hunger. I was just going to say that hunger to read the Word certainly was my situation when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues 38 years ago. I had a hunger at that point to read the Word. I had never really gotten in. I was born again when I was 13, but never read the Word any, and so I had this hunger to read, and I couldn't put the Bible down, and it jumped out at me, and I found I could remember scriptures, and it went from there. So that is one of the things that comes with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, plus a boldness to witness, Acts 1:8. And that sounds like you got all that, Howard.
It's just been a blessing ever since I got back here. Even me and Big Will, we've been working on a pickup together, and that's been a real blessing. His drinking's almost stopped. We laugh and kid around and stuff now, you know. Before I was always, I had this attitude that, oh my gosh, you know. Now I have an attitude, these people need help, let's help them.
Amen.
Yes. Howard, maybe you're going to find yourself setting Alaska free.
Well, not me. The Lord can do that. I would love to usher it in, though.
Well, He uses people.
He can use it any way He wants to.
Howard, Pastor Thompson, I would love to come up for a deliverance fishing session.
Especially during the salmon season.
Kerry's his name. I know Kerry would be involved. If you could get the people. I gave the problem list and door closing prayer to Timmy yesterday, or the day before yesterday. He has problems with drugs. Now, he's been clean, but the state has given him drugs to stay off the drugs. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know the name of the drug, but it makes you look like you're drunk anyhow. So I gave him that to fill out. He said, seriously, fill this stuff out. And I know he believes in Jesus. And I haven't heard back from him, so we need to pray for Timmy to get his doors opened up there to help. So I do. I have my list of people I pray for every morning. Everybody needs it.
Well, sounds like you're on a roll there, Howard.
I would like.
Sounds like you're on a roll.
And some Monday night, I'd like to come down there. Oklahoma City, and sit through a session or two.
When you're always welcome whenever you can work it out, Howard.
Right. Well, I don't know how work's going to be this winter, but we'll just play it by ear.
You drive the truck up to Prudhoe Bay, don't you, from Fairbanks?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good haul. How far is that?
That's 500 miles one way.
Wow.
So it takes me and the weather, 4 hours to get up there.
And that's through the winter time as well.
Oh, yeah. It's better in the winter.
Okay. Wow.
I know it's hard to believe, but... But as long as there's no storm or anything, it's easier on the truck. It's a dirt road, so it eats tires up and stuff in the summertime. In the winter, it's all snow. So Yeah, they put water on the road. Yeah, they put water on the road so it smooth it out. So, yeah, it's actually cheaper for me to run in the wintertime. So.
Well, Howard, as we close up here, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
Oh, yeah. We ain't got that much time. I don't know where to go from here. All I can do is tell you it's changed my life, my attitude, everything that you know, just everything. It's changed everything. So.
Well, what about your leg, Howard?
Excuse me? Oh,
your leg.
When my leg got straight. Yeah, yeah, Everett was doing everybody's legs, make sure they were the same length and everything, and he come to me, and I'm already smiling because I went through this the day before, and that evening I was taking a shower, and I'm standing in the shower and going, huh, my leg's as long as the other one now.
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah, because Everett's going, well, your legs are the same size, and I told him, I said, they weren't yesterday.
Well, that's her
Jesus.
It just shows the power that goes out when Christians speak in Jesus' name, and the point that goes along with that, if we can speak to a short leg and command it to adjust, or a short arm, what else can we do in Jesus' name?
Most anything. In his will. Yeah, and that is his will. What a faith builder, brothers. I just every day it builds faith.
Well, thank you, Howard, for calling in.
Well, you're welcome.
Many blessings to you and your family.
You've got my phone number if you need anything.
Yes, and we can call by cell phones anytime.
You bet. Unlimited.
God bless you.
Well, God bless you guys.
Have a good one.
And it's good to hear you and talk.
Thank you, Howard.
Yeah, good evening there.
Yeah, I remember him standing there in Branson with that big smile on his face. He was talking about his legs being the same length. He said, you know, I was standing in the shower and noticed they were both the same length.
You know, some people have to get their pants altered that have that problem. And we've seen that where when the leg is just out, now their pants are not the same. They have to go get another pair of pants or back to the tailor.
And again, we want to encourage everybody to go to deliveranceusa.com. You can find out a lot of information about this ministry. You can order the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, through Scriptures for America, or you can order it there through Mr. Cox. You can do like I've done. I ordered 25 copies to pass out because the last 20 that I ordered, I passed most of them out. And it's just such a blessing to give it to people and know that they can take this book and set themselves free or set other people free.
And a good point to make, I think, Chris, is that this is not, excuse me, just a book. It is a book manual that actually has the steps that we use at Deliverance Ministries. So it's exciting to get hold of that because you can actually follow what's in the book. Also on our website that you can get through DeliveranceUSA.com. There is, under self-ministry, there is 4 hours of video teaching and ministry. There are people that are not able to come to Oklahoma that can go to that and get an amazing level of relief.
Amen. And I know several people that have done that and been blessed by it.
It's amazing how a video can do that, but I'm not surprised at anything anymore. Amen.
Well, it's still the words of Jesus, even if it is recorded.
I think there's probably a power there that when you're live or in person, but still it's the words of Jesus, and there's nothing more powerful in the universe.
The power is in the name.
One of my favorite things that you say is the word performs itself.
Yes.
And I ponder that many times, and it's like things in our life. You know, God says to do this in the book, or to be a submissive wife, or to be, to forgive people. And when you do, the benefits of all of that promises in the Word comes back to you. But you have to do that. And when you don't, it's not trusting the Word, it's not trusting God. And then there's negative results because of it. Because the Word performs itself, and it performs itself in one way or the other. You know, you can read the curses that are in Deuteronomy. It performs itself in one direction or the other direction, but it does perform itself.
Yes. And a point that I'd like to make before we sign off, Howard had mentioned ministering to the young girl, and we find ministering to children is usually very, very easy. And it may be all you have to do is come against the spirits that are obvious by their functional name, like anger that he mentioned, and it was gone. And now another thing we have learned, too, though, it is great for the parents to go through ministry first. That's the best of all worlds, because the parents get these generational curses broken off through our process, and the demons rebuked, etc. Well, so often when the parents go through the ministry, the child is not needed at all. We see that constantly. But if nothing else, minister to the child and take authority in Jesus' name, and we can see these amazing miracles happen like Howard was reporting.
Amen. Yeah, he's been pumped about it. Well, thank you for being with us again. We appreciate those that are listening. We ask that you go to the website, deliveranceusa.com, or scripturesforamericaworldwide.org. You can order the book. You can also pray about supporting these ministries, because nothing happens unless someone pays for it. Everything that you've heard tonight has been paid for by somebody that has made an effort to tithe or offer something before the Lord. So thank you for being with us. Be blessed, Pastor Cox, and thank you, Richard. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place. A perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like every breath of hope has died. September morn, when the towers fell and all our hearts were torn, like the story of the man from Galilee, they were as innocent as could. darkness came to take our hope away. Hope is alive, hope lives on, hope's not dead and hope's not gone. Just like a heart that beats in the night,